Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
The person asked, why does it seem that there are so many churches of Christ in the South and not so many in the North? I wish I had a magic wand and could wave and could give the answer completely to this. Tonight, I believe that it has a lot to do with attitudes. To begin with, from personal experience, I believe that the South seems to be a little more hospitable. I'm not saying that simply because you signed my paycheck. But people in the South seem to be a little more respective of God's Word and receptive of the things that are taught. It is harder in the North, and from what we personally experience in the Northeast, to reach people with the good news. Why? Because a lot of times they are more liberal-minded. And therefore, when you knock on the door and we are offering the conservative things that God provides in regard to what we must do in order to become His children and live faithful as His children, it becomes a stumbling block for so many. And we found that to be harder soil in the Northeast versus what we have seen here. Not only, though, do I think that people of the world might have the wrong attitude, I believe sometimes we will find is that members of the church. Let me give a for instance. There was a campaign that was organized about a year and a half ago, and I'm not going to give the location because I know that our information goes out on television, and in that I do not want to identify for this sake as to who I'm speaking about. But there was a campaign that was organized in the Northeast for a particular congregation. A group had gone up from Fried Hardeman University by one of our respectable brethren who was leading that campaign, and it was well organized on his part, and one member of the congregation in the Northeast had requested them to come, yet as this brother understood, it was actually a work that the entire congregation was going to be a part of. I received a phone call from one of the individuals who's a member of that congregation, and they said, this is really going to be a burden on us. And I said, well, in what way? They're a small congregation of about 30 to 40. And the individual says, well, trying to find houses for all of these individuals. I said, well, how many people's coming? They said, well, 10 or 15. And I said, well, surely you can find 10 or 15 spots to put them, even if they had to sleep on the floor. I said, whenever we go on campaign, sometimes that's the way that it ends up. They're not going to be very particular as to where they can sleep as long as you've got a place for them to lay their head of a night. The individual said, well, but then also there's this other problem. I said, well, what's the other problem? Well, if they go out and they knock all these doors and they get all these Bible studies, after the week they're going to go home and we're going to have all these follow-ups to do. And I'm like, what's the problem? He says, well, that's going to require a lot of time. That's going to require us to reschedule our lives. And the problem is, the attitude. We want the Lord's work sometimes to revolve around us. And we need to revolve our lives more so around the Lord's work. There's that attitude that we find even in the Lord's church. But then also maybe we need to look to ourselves here in the South. A lot of times we talk about doing mission work and we'll send money to individuals who are going overseas or even send money overseas. And that's all well and good. I believe that we should, we do, and I believe that we should continue to do those things. But friends, we also have mission fields right here in the United States. And I believe that we need to be sending missionaries to areas where that the church is not as strong as it could be and should be. I know of an individual, and I don't mind to mention his name tonight, Brother Jerry Carmichael. Brother Jerry Carmichael works in the central, even over in the eastern part of Kentucky, from time to time, working under the oversight of the Layman Avenue congregation out of Bowling Green, Kentucky, helping to establish congregations. And if memory serves me correct, over the last 8 to 10 years, as a result of his efforts and the efforts of the brethren from Layman Avenue and other congregations that have been established, they have established 7 to 8 congregations up in that area. So the Lord's church is growing in those areas where we are sending missionaries. So why fewer congregations in the North? Attitudes, I think. Maybe the individuals whose door we may knock on, in part their attitude, attitude of the brethren maybe in the Northeast, or even our attitude. So let's make sure that our attitude here is in check, as we would have an opportunity to do good in spreading the good news of Christ.